You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yes, Ministry of Justice workers are taking industrial action to try and gain better pay and conditions. These include lightning strikes and other forms of action to try and get the ministry to meet their demands. I spoke first with Tatiana Daniels from the PSA about industrial action, first asking her what conditions were like for workers currently.
It varies from court to court. With in my particular experience, I know that a lot of our court takers don't get regular breaks, for example. We're meant to be getting our 10-minute tea breaks through our collective agreement, but the way it works in court is if you've got a particular type of judge or if you've got a particular set of circumstances, you very rarely, if ever, get those. The pay is pretty substandard, especially if you're living in Auckland. In our opinion, it needs to be moved up higher, especially because we're well aware that historically MOJ has been among the lowest paid government organisations, and we don't think that's acceptable.
Yeah, you've started sort of taking industrial action. What are you hoping to achieve from this?
We're just really hoping that, you know, we're taking a lot of bargaining claims to the table that we think are perfectly reasonable and we think are achievable. And we're hoping that by taking industrial action, it really makes the ministry stand up and look at it and take it seriously instead of saying, oh, you know, we can't afford it, oh, we won't meet that claim, et cetera, et cetera. And we just want to be seen and heard and make some noise, and hopefully they realise how valuable we are.
And one of the methods of industrial action is lightning strikes. Can you explain what these are?
So a lightning strike is essentially a short-notice strike action. It's intended to be quick. It's intended to be disruptive. The way it generally works is that the Ministry of Justice tends to get about half an hour strike notice before our members go out. But it still follows the same process as every other strike action. You know, it's balloted, it's agreed to by the members.
And the ministry has criticised these especially. Do you think this means that they're sort of quite effective?
I think it would be pretty fair to say that if they're pushing back against something this hard, it must mean that it's scaring them. I think that's a reasonable assumption. And, you know, we've heard their criticism, and the courts have heard their criticism, and the courts have denied their criticism.
And has the treatment, sort of your treatment or treatment of those around you by kind of upper management, changed since strike action began?
I'd say that in my personal experience, there's always going to be tension when it comes to industrial action. I know that some people have very supportive managers. I know that some people have not so supportive managers. I think it's difficult to put a blanket statement on that.
And how do you feel about the ministry's sort of refusal to meet the pay demands? Does it make you feel quite, I suppose, undervalued? And is morale quite bad?
Definitely it feels like we're being undervalued. A lot of people are really hurt. A lot of people are really angry. You know, we have a lot on our plates here. I mean, I know people think, oh, a government job, it must be easy. It's not. Yeah, we're making difficult decisions every day. We're dealing with difficult people every day. You know, no one's ever happy to see us. So when they say that we're not worth what we're asking for, and when they're saying that, you know, there's no point, well, they're not saying there's no point, but they're not making any active movements to close the gender pay gap, which is 15% here. It's just shocking. It's disgusting. It's hurtful. Members are angry.
And so do you feel that there's this, I suppose, continued support for strike action until they meet your demands or at least come closer to them?
Most definitely. I don't think I know a single member that's anywhere near ready to back down.
Yes, that was Tatiana Daniels from the PSA. I then spoke with Len Brown, president of the Criminal Bar Association, first asking him how the action by Ministry of Justice workers has affected court cases.
Well, it's having a significant effect on court cases. Certainly, it's varied from court to court, and some courts are much worse affected than others. The Dunedin Court has been significantly affected from the start of the industrial action, because it's been having reduced hours. And what that means is that instead of 6 hours of court hearing time a day, we're down to somewhere between 2.5 hours. Sometimes the judges can stretch it out to about 3.5, but it means cases are not getting heard. I'd originally thought that Manukau was not very badly affected, but I'm told that's not the case. And in fact, there have been significant issues in Manukau of people being remanded in custody because their cases haven't been able to be reached. There's been other people where their bail applications haven't been processed. Some, I understand, have just been released anyway because the police knew that they would get bail. But it is causing major problems. And the problem is it's not just causing problems now, but the courts are so busy that it's increasing the problems further down the line as the cases are backing up.
But do you support calls for better conditions and pay by Ministry of Justice workers?
Well, I think the issue is that there's a lot of sympathy in the profession for the Ministry of Justice workers because they do seem to be very poorly paid for the responsibility that they have. And so there is a lot of sympathy for the individual workers. I mean, so like the registrars dealing with the criminal courts, for instance, they've got a very complex job. They've got difficult people to deal with, and as you can imagine, and it's a very stressful job. I don't know exactly what they get paid, but the reports are that it is very poorly paid.
So I suppose the point of the strike action is to disrupt things, to force the Ministry of Justice's hands. Do you think if, say, the Criminal Bar Association were to support striking workers, it could bring an end to this industrial action and sooner?
No, well, I don't know if it does. I mean, our concern really is for the people who are remanded in custody, and the issue, it needs to be resolved. I don't know that it is particularly helpful to be looking at one side or the other. The problem that we've got is that if you compare that with, say, striking nurses or doctors, the law requires them to deal with the emergency situations. There's nothing that requires anybody to deal with the situation of people who are arrested and can't be dealt with because the court isn't operating. And that, you know, it would be great. And what we've asked the PSA is if they could consider allowing for some sort of emergency workers to just enable people to be processed, those who would otherwise be released so they're not held in custody. And that's the prime concern of the criminal bar.
Do you think if industrial action continues and the Ministry of Justice doesn't sort of meet the demands, it could sort of reach a crisis?
Well, I think it's at a crisis point now because, I mean, if, as soon as people are held in custody that shouldn't be, that's got to be considered a crisis, I think. And, you know, the issue is that the courts are busy places, and if they are going to work restricted hours and close from time to time, then that affects people's lives, and this is the trouble. And really, it's not, you know, I am not saying that one side is right and one side is wrong. I'm saying that there is sympathy for the workers, but there is concern as to the effects of the strike. And really, I would like to see both sides get together and sort of thrash out some sort of solution, because it is hurting people in the community that this is happening.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.